we're in full swing for country show season with Callingtons on this weekend. Wendy Grundy, the show's assistant secretary, joins me in the studio now. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. How's it all coming together?
Yes, we're in full swing right now and just doing the final touches.
Oh, beauty. Now, this is your second year. Last year was one of those COVID years where you had to be really careful and everything, but it must be exciting to get into it and really have fun this time.
Exactly, yes. Last year was a bit different and we had to restrict the number of trade stalls. This year it was open to everybody and we've just been inundated. Unfortunately, we've had to knock a few back, which is a bit unfortunate, but we just don't have the room.
Sometimes it's a good problem, isn't it, when you're in demand?
It is, yes. It's a good way to be.
What do you think is special about the Callington show?
Oh, look, Callington is such a small town and I think it's pretty amazing how it comes together and put on such a large show, really, for the size of the town. And it's just lovely to see how everybody comes together. People come out of the woodwork just to help. What can I do? And there's a lot of things to shift around. Everything's got to be packed up straight after the show. So it's that community spirit. And I think people feel that when they come to the show.
Oh, beautiful. So beautiful. What is on? There's lots of things going on, isn't there?
There certainly is. We've got a lot of free entertainment this year. A lot of trade stalls, as I said. So there's something for everybody, children, adults, young and old. So
what are some of your faves?
Well, this year I'm really excited having Sprout. Callum and Themis is going to be there to do some
cooking demonstrations.
Very nice. Yes, yes. They're using some of the local produce, putting together a couple of nutritious seasonal ingredients. Their ethos for the use of food is a vehicle of fun to bring people together.
Oh, cool.
I like that. And I think people can relate to that.
Are you much of a produce kind of a lady?
Yeah, I like using fresh produce and local produce, yes.
Well, there'll be some of that. Of course, the famous jams. Things like that?
Yeah. Oh, there'll be a lot of that at the show in the produce section. And our paddock to plate, which will be in the same marquee as Sprout. And they've put together a really lovely display showing how we can use the grains and things that we produce in this region.
Very cool. And if that's not the pace that some people like, rev it up car racing simulator, precision motorbikes, there'll be classic cars and machinery.
Oh, that's right. The other exciting thing that's new this year is the precision motorbike stunts by Connor Hogan. Now, Connor's a 22-year-old motorcycle trial bike rider. He lives at Bangor between Port Pirie and Melrose, but he's been riding since he could walk. And his father was a former Australian champion of at least 10 state championships as well. And Connor has been travelling the world competing since he was 17. And he's recently returned from Spain, Portugal and Italy.
Ooh.
So that's really exciting. So I think he's going to put on an incredible performance. It's all about balance and control. It's not racing.
Okay.
And he doesn't have a seat on his bike. So he stands up for the whole 20-minute demonstration. And he'll be riding over concrete cubes, earth-moving tyres, large square hay bales, that type of thing. So it would be more of a precision-type riding than a racing bike.
Oh, that sounds fun. I hear as well that there'll be a rock and roll thing going on.
Yeah, the rock and roll dancers will be there doing their thing, and also the line dancers.
Oh, that'll be lovely. With us at the moment is Wendy from the Callington Country Show happening this weekend. Do you know how the Callington Show started, Wendy?
Yeah, well, that's really interesting, Jenny. The first Callington annual show was actually held on the 26th of September in 1942.
Oh, right. Okay. What was it like back then?
Well, really, it was predominantly exhibits of your cut flowers and your produce and all of that. But it was in aid of the Callington and District War Service Society. So it was a fundraiser, I guess. And it cost a shilling for an adult and sixpence for a child. to enter, and it was followed by an afternoon tea. So quite a different setup to what we have these days. But I think it's just evolved. The show as we know it now started in 2002 as a miners' fair. They used to have a race around the square of the town with a wheelbarrow and pushing somebody in the wheelbarrow. You know, we've gone away from that sort of thing, gone to more of a fair type thing, I suppose. But we still keep that agricultural and horticultural aspect of it, and displaying what is happening in the local community and the farmers' products and all that type of thing. Yeah. So it would have been our 20th year this year if it hadn't have been for COVID and we missed out 2021. So we will be celebrating our 20th year next year.
Oh, that'd be great. So will there be some animals we can check out as well?
Lots of animals as well. Good point. We've got cattle, alpacas. We've got the miniature goats, which are always very popular. And for the children in the kids section, we have the petting zoo. So that's very popular with the young children.
I hear you've got some working draft horses too.
Oh, we do. And the Spanish dancing horses as well. What was the other one?
Sheep show.
Yes, the sheep show. So the sheep dog demonstration and the shearing demonstration as well. So there's a lot of that agricultural aspect to our show.
And elements of history as well. You can watch blacksmiths, I hear.
Yes, the blacksmith's demonstration. It gets a bit warm in that shed. So if it's a cold day, that's a good place to be. And we've got the machinery there for people that are interested in vintage and agricultural type machinery. Oh, we've got their poultry tent too. That's a very popular, if you like, chooks.
Very cool. Well, there's heaps. We haven't even covered all of it. I know there'll be some amusements and rides as well. How can people get on down?
We're taking tickets can be purchased through Tri-Booking if people would like to pre-book. Otherwise, just turn up on the day, rock up on the day and buy your ticket. Adults at $15 for 18 plus, $5 for pensioner and concession, and students 13 plus, children under 12 are free. And if you'd like to buy a membership, it's $25 for two adults and two children.
Lovely. Oh, that sounds great. So it's on this Sunday, 10 a.m. is when gates open. Do you know when it shuts?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Well, thank you so much. Really great to have you in the studio with me today, Wendy.
Thank you, Jenny.